Shalom, shalom, my friend, and welcome to the Anointed Hebrew Program. Lesson 1. I am so glad you're here, because today we are not just studying the Bible, we are going to hear it breathe. In its own language. The language of the prophets, the language of the Psalms, the language Yeshua read aloud in the synagogue. And I promise you, by the end of this lesson, you will be speaking whole phrases of Psalm 1 in Hebrew, by heart. Ready? Let's begin. Our first word is the very first word of the entire book of Psalms. In your English Bible, Psalm 1, verse 1 begins, "Blessed is the man." But in Hebrew, David didn't write a quiet little word. He wrote, "Ashrei." Listen again, "Ashrei." Now it's your turn. Say it out loud with me, right where you are. Ready? Ashrei. Beautiful. One more time and really mean it. Ashrei. Now, here comes your first wow moment. Ashrei is not the flat word blessed, like you'd read on a greeting card. In Hebrew, it is an exclamation, and it's actually a plural form, a Hebrew way of intensifying. It bursts out, "Oh, the sheer, overflowing happiness of that one!" David is pointing at a life rooted in Adonai, and he cannot contain himself. So when you open the book of Psalms, the very first sound out of David's mouth is joy, overflowing, multiplied. Did your English Bible ever tell you that? That's why we learn Hebrew, friends.
And who is this joy for? Ashrei Hesh. Ashrei Ha'esh. Oh, the joys of the man. That little word esh means man or person. Say it with me. Esh.
Now listen to the whole verse, word for word, from the Anointed Messianic Bible. Blessed is the man who doesn't walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand on the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. Walk, stand, sit. Do you hear the slow motion slide? That is the anatomy of drifting away from Adonai. But our man, our Ish, he doesn't take that road. And that brings us to our second word, road. The way of sinners. In Hebrew, way is derech. Listen to that ending. It catches softly in the throat. Derech.
Your turn. Say it with me. Derech.
Yes, once more. Derech. Now, hold that word in your heart, because 1,000 years after David, Yeshua stood before his disciples and said, and these are his exact words, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I am the derech." Psalm 1 shows us two roads, and Yeshua HaMashiach reveals that the true road is not a path at all. It's a person. You're not just avoiding the wrong derech, friend. You are walking on him.
Verse 2, exactly as written.
But his delight is in Adonai's law. On his law, he meditates day and night. Now, there is a treasure hiding in this verse. That word, law. In Hebrew, it is Torah. Say it with me. Torah.
Once more, warmly, Torah.
And here's the wow. Torah does not mean law, like a courtroom or a rule book. Torah comes from a Hebrew root that means to throw or to shoot, the very same root that gives us the word for to teach, like a father guiding his child's arrow to the target. So Torah is Adonai's aimed instruction, direction that points the way. Verse 2 is not saying the blessed man delights in regulations. It's saying he delights in the personal, loving instruction of Adonai. That changes everything, doesn't it?
And what does he do with that Torah?
Your Bible says he meditates on it day and night. The Hebrew word is haggah. Say it with me, haggah. Haggah does not mean sitting quietly with your eyes closed. Haggah means to murmur, to mutter, even to growl.
The prophet Isaiah uses this very word for a young lion growling over his prey, refusing to let go. Biblical meditation is chewing the word out loud, murmuring it over the dishes, whispering it in the dark, growling over it, like a lion who will not be chased off his food. That, friend, is how the word gets from your lips into your bloodstream. And now, the crown jewel of Psalm 1. Verse 3, word for word. He will be like a tree planted by the streams of water, that produces its fruit in its season, whose leaf also does not wither. Whatever he does shall prosper. Oh, we are about to go deep.
Tree, in Hebrew, etz. It's short and strong, like the thing itself. Say it with me, etz.
Water, listen, mayim. Say it with me, mayim. And now the word that will wreck you in the best way, planted. In Hebrew, shatul. Say it with me, shatul.
Here it is. Shatul does not mean a tree that sprouted by the river by chance. Hebrew has another word for that. Shatul means transplanted. Deliberately dug up from one place, carried, and set down beside the water. On purpose. Now think about what that means. A tree cannot transplant itself. Shatul demands a gardener. Somebody lifted you out of the dry ground, friend. Somebody carried you. Somebody set you down where the water runs. You were never an accident of geography. You are shatul, hand-planted by Adonai himself. Selah. Sit with that a moment.
Now let's put it all together, the heart of the picture, the way David painted it. In the full verse, David says he will be like a tree, and here is the phrase we're learning. First, a tree planted. Etz shatul. Say it. Etz shatul. Now, by streams of water, al palge mayim. Say it. Al palge mayim. And now the whole thing, nice and slow. Listen first. Etz shatul al palge mayim. A tree transplanted by channels of water. Your turn. Say the whole phrase. Etz shatul al palge mayim.
Do you hear yourself? You just spoke the word of Elohim in the very syllables David sang 3,000 years ago. That's not studying Hebrew, friend. That's coming home.
One last treasure before we go.
Those streams of water, they flow all the way into the Brit Hadashah. At the great feast in Jerusalem, Yeshua stood and cried out, his exact words, "He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, from within him will flow rivers of living water." Living water. In Hebrew, Mayim Hayim. Say it with me. Mayim Hayim.
Mayim Hayim. The water David planted his tree beside has a name. The stream your roots have been searching for your whole life is Yeshua HaMashiach himself. The tree, the channels, the gardener. Psalm 1 was painting his portrait 1,000 years early. And now you can say it in Hebrew.
So here is your assignment this week, Talmid. That's Hebrew for student. Every day, out loud, Ashrei, Derech, Torah, Haga. And the crown? Etz shatul al palgei mayim. Murmur it over the dishes. Growl it like the lion. Haga it day and night.
Until next time, receive this from the Torah itself, from the anointed Messianic Bible. Adonai bless you and keep you. May you be an etz shatul, a tree transplanted by the gardener's own hands, with your roots deep in mayim hayim, the living water. In Lesson 2, we learn the Hebrew that unlocks Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage? You do not want to miss it. Shalom, my friend. Shalom.
Kol hakavod Kol hakavod. Well done, Talmid. You just finished your very first lesson of the Anointed Hebrew program. 6 Bible words are already taking root in you, and you can say a whole phrase King David wrote 3,000 years ago. This week, haga your 6 words. Murmur them day and night, over the dishes, in the car, as you fall asleep. Your vocab sheet and packet are waiting right below this video. I am so proud of you. Your seat is saved for Lesson 2, Day and Night. Shalom.